It's Hot 97, Funk Flex, Diddy's here, yeah. Of course, Dirty Money.
Yeah, the Dirty Money.
Look for the album 2010. Once again, congratulations on your new situation.
Thank you very much. Interscope Bad Boy.
Okay.
New era has begun. Make sure y'all are clear. We got these two singles out, Angels.
Love Come Down,
available on iTunes. Call up here and request it. Mm-hmm. Blow these DJs' Twitters up. Let's get it cracking. Blow up. Somebody find Ebro's Twitter, Ebro's home number. Find his home number.
Let's do it all.
Let's do it all. Let's get crazy with it.
It's Hot 97. And happy birthday once again.
Yeah, thank you very much. God is greatest all the time.
I'd love to know your opinion on Drake. I mean, he's a new artist, exciting out here. Yeah. You know, how do you...
Yeah, Drake is special. He's special. A lot of people think, you know, okay, maybe right now they may have seen... They had some. Everybody got something to say about something. So you know the thing, people had something to say.
Was
about the stage performance,
which is good,
and the video and the whole thing. But you know he gonna grow into that. But you know I've been in the studio with him, and he's one of them special ones. Mm-hmm. He's not one. I mean I'm gonna be honest with you. The whole Young Money thing, I ain't seen a roster like that since Bad Boy. I haven't really seen a roster like that. You know the way Wayne's putting this thing together, the way they working down there in Miami. Is definitely the blueprint. Like they got 10 rooms working. They working every night. And if you think about it, they not caught up in no BS.
No,
they not talking enough. I'm trying to give y'all the secret. Get the formula. I did it. Wayne does it. Wayne don't talk about nobody. He's so focused. And you know my hat goes off to him. He's inspiring me.
You enjoy Wayne as well.
Yeah. I mean I enjoy him as a mogul. You know what I'm saying? Seeing what he's doing as a mogul is very very impressive. He's beyond just an artist to me. Like the way he's setting up those artists and the moves, the chess moves he's making.
Who's your top five? Doesn't have to just be hip hop, but just what Diddy likes.
Yeah, no, I don't even know that answer. I don't even get into that. Yeah,
that's just Drake, like Wayne. That's like that movement is what you're feeling.
Oh no, that's not in my top five just yet. They I mean, the young ones got a long way to go.
Hold up.
I'm not like everybody else. I don't give out crowns. I don't give out crowns.
Crowns.
I mean, first of all, you don't even get a crown till after. You don't even get nominated for a crown till after year 10. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I think Wayne been in the 10, so he definitely has his crown nomination. I'm quite sure. Yeah, I think Wayne could be given the crown now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He could be given the crown, but just anybody, you got to work for the crown. Yeah, nah, because you could be gone in like 3 years, 4 years.
We don't know.
Something could happen. I don't know.
You're not in the mix.
Yo, a lot of people's flows, they just fall off. They start doing different things. It just starts feeling different. King status. You can't just get that. Jack.
Yo, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna tell your new album's feeling different. Oh my goodness. Diddy's here, of course. Now, I wanted to ask you about, I mean, of course, I know you know, Sean just recently got released. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering how you felt about that.
The overall feeling, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of people have always asked questions. You know, I've never had any problem with Sean. I've never had any problem with him. You know, I was looking forward to him coming home and just getting out here and letting people see what I saw. I think that it was cut down too early. People never got a chance to see what I saw. The thing that bugs me out is a lot of people forget, you know, what was going on during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all was throwing so many stones at me, telling me how Sean sound like Biggie. All the cats up here at this station was throwing stones at me. And I was telling them, nah, the kid got something special. So, you know, at the end of the day, when everybody go to jail, a lot of people jump on the bandwagon. And it was beyond that for me. I was like, I was interested in seeing what they was going to see when they finally got to like get past that. Mm-hmm. and see what I saw. I never wish bad on anybody. I only wish somebody the best. And you know, I hope that he gets to come back to United States. He did his time. He deserves to come back.
I always wonder. I know he was on Bad Boy, and I know I don't know if he did one or two albums, but did you then? He had to at some point not be on the label, correct?
Because
he recorded again.
No. He was on
Def Jam.
You know, after the situation went down, he asked me, could he be released? Because he wanted to, you know, he wanted a chance at a big check because Def Jam was like, you know, wanted to jump on the opportunity. A lot of times when people have misfortune in rap, you know, the best thing you can do in rap to some people is to get shot or to go to jail. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People want that album. It's some real negativity in the game. I never been able to really understand it. But
Like last 10 joints.
And so. And so I said, okay, you know what I'm saying? I just gave it clearance. I gave him the release, and then Def Jam has signed him, and you know he hasn't been a bad boy artist since then.
Okay, it's out 97 Funk Flex. Do you still enjoy it? Do you enjoy it like you used to? Do you enjoy making the music? Does the business and the different companies ever overpower the music or your time that you can put to the music or vice versa?
I mean, honestly speaking, I have to fight to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I gotta block out a lot of different things that are corny about the game. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like even there's a lot of things to me that's corny about it that I just have to push forward because I'm not a complainer. You know what I'm saying? I handle the cards that are dealt. Okay, this is what time it is out here. Okay, I just adjust to the situation. Mm-hmm. But as far as being fun and being like, you know, a celebration, it would feel better if we was all celebrating each other. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And hopefully that time will come back. We can realize how special and gifted we are and celebrate each other.
I have an issue, Diddy, with, you know, I've been vocal about it. I was vocal about it.
But one thing I want to say is I don't have no issues, though. I'm so happy. I have no complaints. It's just that, you know, I'm happy to be here. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the weather is out there, I could adapt to whatever that weather is. Whatever the climate it is, I can adapt to it. I'm not going to have whatever cards you deal me, I'm grateful for those cards.
So you can either stand next to the Diddy and absorb that heat with him, or you can mm-hmm. fall off on that wayside and we'll see you at the finish line. I just want to fix it up for you, Diddy. I just want to answer that.
Nah, I want you to rise. As a matter of fact, all I want to do is see you at the top. I want you to feel how it feels, baby. I want you to feel how it feels to have them helicopters wake you up in the morning taking aerial views of your house.
Look at
I want you to feel how it feels to be able to, you know,
20 years strong.
Yo, to be able to walk on the campus to a parent-teacher's meeting and get lost and your feet hurt because you're walking around this three-mile campus and you can't even find your child. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, you're lost in the library and there's books and there's tutoring, there's computers.
I want
you to just feel it. I want you to be able to feel the feeling your man call you and you was able to help him out. You know what I'm saying? But you got to work at it, man. You got to man up, man. Be a man. Man.
I love it.
Oh my God, took Diddy someplace. Ain't been
that
in a
dirty
while,
money. Hey, yo, your flex. You know what you do? Your flex. You owe us some dirty money time. We asked all those questions. We, you know what I'm saying? This is a new musical era in my career, but it was important for us to get this out for New York to meet the girls, even though we didn't get to hear them say a lot. But we need to come back and talk about this music that we're doing. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you're making good music, so that's
yeah. But I want to come back and just talk about that. Just talk about music and play music and let's have some fun. I had fun with this though. You know.
It's at 97.
You dig?
Funk Flex. Yo, Diddy, when you do those, I mean, I gotta get some Car Talk family. You do those Wranglers out here with the doors off.
Yeah. Shout out to
my God.
My man Fab. I mean, people have been real respectful about the Jeeps.
God.
Hey, yo, check us out. So I got
that was a different type of heat out
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I got the two Jeeps. I really got three.
Yo, they probably want to cut you a check. They're probably looking
for you. Yeah. I'm hollering at Jeep. Yo, Jeep hollering at me.
I could push your sales
30%. My man Hov called me. He said, Puff, I had to come on in. I got me a Jeep. Pecos hit me. And Fab just got one today. Fab is out in them streets, tearing them streets up. He having the black on black tonight. He got the black on black mat joint. Yeah, you got to take your doors off. But check this out. I was twinned up.
Like that.
Yeah, twinned up. No,
that takes it back to the essence.
I just put the third one on it because once I saw them getting, I put that Milky White behind it. That's coming out in the spring. But check this out. I had got caught in the rain. My systems cost like 40. K each, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I got caught in the rain with them things. Shout out to Unique and them. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Will.
So it was one of them rainstorms and I just said, you know, I'm just gonna go and just drive around the city until my system's just I just want
to
see them smoking.
Until the lights start dimming.
Until the lights start dimming and they just start going on fire. Yeah, yeah.
It's Hot 97, yeah. Funk Flex.
I love you, New York.
I appreciate you staying with me here so long, man. And we talked about a lot today and I appreciate it.
Yeah, check out the new video, right, Love Come Down. It's on the Hot 97 website. Go to the Hot 97 website right now.
Hot97.com.
Check out the Love Come Down. And it'll help you finally understand what Dirty Money's about.
Yes.
Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex.